I'm joined today by Caroline Gardner, Auditor General for Scotland, who has published her annual review of the Scottish Government's consolidated accounts. Auditor General, can you first of all explain the importance of these accounts in the context of public spending and policy in Scotland?
Of course. They're a key part of the Scottish Government's accountability to the Scottish Parliament and the public. The accounts cover around 90% of the spending approved by the Scottish Parliament each year, and they reflect the areas for which the government's got direct responsibility. That's core portfolios like health, education and justice. Among other things, the accounts show the amount the Scottish Government spent against each main budget heading, as well as the reasons for any significant differences that happen during the year.
Okay, and today's report covers the period 2016-17, and this is the third year that you've produced a report for the Parliament on the audit of the consolidated accounts. So why is this?
Well, we know from our audit work that public finances in Scotland are getting more complex. We're getting substantial new financial powers in the Scottish Parliament, and these really will be game-changing for the Scottish Government and the way that it manages its business. For example, in 2020, around £22 billion a year will be raised here in Scotland. That's five times more than the £4 billion that was raised in 2015. Given that scale of change, I think there's a real need for Parliament and the public to understand how the Scottish Government manages its money and the impact that spending decisions have on our public services. To support that, I've produced this report on the consolidated accounts for the last 3 years to try and help provide a window onto this important area of public spending.
So what does the view look like this year?
Overall, the Scottish Government maintained its record of good financial management and reporting. In 2016-17, it had an overall budget of nearly £34 billion, and it managed this well. It reported a small underspend of £85 million, and we set out what that relates to in the report. My independent audit opinion on the accounts is unqualified. That means they show a true and fair picture, they follow accounting standards, and the income and expenditure they record for the year is lawful.
And you've also suggested a number of improvements for the government.
Yes, my recommendations are mainly focused on improving the transparency and the accessibility of financial information so the Scottish Government can deliver clear and consistent financial reports for Parliament and the public. The government has made some headway in recent years, but it needs to strengthen its approach to public financial management and reporting, especially given the big changes associated with further devolution and, of course, the potential impact of Brexit. In particular, I've again recommended that the Scottish Government should publish a consolidated account for the whole public sector, which outlines the total assets, liabilities, borrowing and investments right across public services. Another priority this year is producing a medium-term financial strategy to outline the high-level financial plans for the next 5 years. These recommendations and the others that I've made in the report will help to give a more rounded picture of the Scottish Government's overall performance and boost reporting to Parliament and the public.
So what happens next?
I'll present this report to Parliament's Public Audit Committee in early October, and the session will be broadcast live from Parliament's website. The committee will then decide what it wants to do with the report, such as hearing evidence from the Scottish Government. The implementation of the new financial powers and their impact on the public finances is a priority for me and for Audit Scotland. We've reported extensively on this important area in recent years and will continue to do so as the new powers bed in and more are introduced. We plan to produce our next update on this in early 2018.
Auditor General, thank you. And today's report is now available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.